And welcome once again from the beautiful Statler Bistro here that's just off Washington Boulevard at Grand Circus Park, and yet another great addition to all the entertainment and hospitality that we have here in downtown Detroit as we celebrate the rising stars, the young leaders within the Detroit Economic Club. And you're going to meet three of them right now. Christina Toma is Senior Commercial Coordinator for Eaton Corporation, was with Ford Motor Company when we started this journey together as a rising star, and you've had a career change since then, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And we also welcome in Kristen Barnes-Holliday, who is a professor at Wayne Community College District, but also an entrepreneur, and I can't wait to learn about Clearly Female, which is her business. And Justin Remington, who I run into in the Fisher Building because he's there as the Senior Director for Major Giving and Donor Relations at the United Way for Southeast Michigan, but also Chief Operating Officer of the Remington Group, our three rising stars. Christina, I want to start with you. Obviously, sometimes networking through the Detroit Economic Club can lead to a job change. Is that what happened here? How was it you made this career shift in the middle of our journey?
So I had a friend from the Detroit Economic Club that referred me to the company, and it all worked out.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But it shows, so obviously this has been a very, not just a positive experience, but a productive one as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me what's the best thing that's happened since you got involved with the Detroit Economic Club.
Ooh, there's a lot. I had the opportunity to be a part of the Career Readiness Academy for the last 2 years. I was able to pilot a young leader program for them. I was able to get the job at Eaton through networking, and then also lots of professional development. I mean, I'm not the same corporate professional I was 3 years ago, but I am now thanks to the DEC.
I think, and that's that, boy, you just we should just capsule that and bottle that as a great testimonial for what the DEC can do. Kristen, you come to this from an entrepreneurial angle. You have a company called Clearly Female. Tell me about it.
Absolutely. So thanks for asking about it. Clearly Female is a women's clothing brand where fashion, women's empowerment, and self-reflection intersect.
So how are to a lot of us, well, first of all, this is the first time I put on a suit in Lord knows how long. So,
I understand.
Apparel is apparel, right? Tell me how apparel can be empowering through Clearly Female.
Oh, my goodness. So we have a mantra, mirror check-in is a must, and it's all about self-reflection and looking in the mirror, actively working to become a better version of yourself. So it is my hope that every time a woman or anyone wears my brand, that they're thinking about self-reflection, doing the inner work, and growing as a person.
You know, so many of us may feel like we're on the hamster wheel of corporate America, or we may be in a job which we like, but maybe isn't self-fulfilling to the degree that we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about being someone like you, that's starting your own business and doing and pursuing your passion. But we don't often have, you know, we've got obligations, we have families, we need an income. We don't have that ability to say, I'm going to take that leap. What was it that gave you the courage to take the leap? And what would your best advice be to those of us that have been sitting on the fence?
Oh, my goodness, Guy. So that's a great question. For years, 10 years to be exact, I kind of just kept this thing inside and didn't do anything with it. And then finally, during the pandemic, November 2020, I said, I'm just going to go ahead and jump. It was really a leap of faith for me. And so I jumped and started something that I always wanted to do because I'm all about women's empowerment and self-reflection. So why not turn that into a business?
And how long was it before you felt like you were no longer kind of sweating through the uncertainty and the anxiety of, is this going to work?
I feel like I still go there every now and then, but, you know, every day just putting one foot in front of the other and just going for it. And that's what I do day in and day out. It's a learning process, but I love it, and so that's what keeps me going.
Justin, obviously, and we should point out that all of you as rising stars are at different stages of your career. Justin, you've been in the business community for a while, but now you're in a position where you're really able to, and it was interesting meeting your mom and dad. You said they've been in the fundraising community in Detroit
Absolutely.
for a long time, they've got to be very happy with the path you've taken.
Well, you can absolutely tell I've been in the business a while if you look at my hairline. But before I dive into that, I also just wanted to highlight.
Should I kindly explain that there is no hairline?
That would be great.
for the listeners.
Sorry. Well, and I want to highlight, because I'm lucky enough to have been able to serve on the Detroit Economic Club Young Leader Board for a while.
Right.
And one of the accomplishments that Christina didn't mention is that yesterday she was voted in as a board member. And Ben Maybach, who hosted us at Barton Malo, said it best is, you know, when you're in this community for so long, one of the things that is so important is growing your network. It's network of colleagues, network of friends, because you never know whether it's today, tomorrow, 10 years, what is going to happen. And so when we think about the Economic Club and you think about fundraising, it's all relationship-based. And so being able to, you know, I've been so lucky to stand on the shoulder of giants, as you mentioned, with my parents and my stepmother, Peggy, who's here as well. And to be able to collaborate and communicate with others is truly everything. And so, you know, I'm just blessed to be on the stage with some amazing people.
But you were genetically engineered for this. Is
you
that
know,
what
look,
you're saying?
A little bit, you know, bigger, faster, stronger fundraiser, you know.
Yeah, Mom and Dad are laughing about that. Well, and congratulations on the board. And you're right. The other part of it is that I really like is you intersect with senior members of the business community. Mm-hmm. It is about you've been tending this garden, this business community. You've been reaping its benefits, but you're going to have to turn it over to another farmer someday,
exactly.
Right? And it's making sure that young people like you are prepared for that. What's some of the best lessons that you've learned?
Well, you know, I think to me, one of the things that, you know, through the pandemic, and obviously Dr. Barnes here, who is an amazing entrepreneur, some of the things that we see is life is very fickle. Life is difficult. And so to pretend that, you know, trying to grow a business, trying to do fundraising, all of these things, we have to take a step back and look. Like, on my worst day, when I doubt myself, I have to realize that that's also someone else's best day. So whether I'm young coming into this community or older, I can be a mentor to someone. I'm looking for mentors all the time. You know, my application's out there. But I'm always trying to help with the next generation because I have been so lucky to be able to receive so much support and benefit that I want to pass that along. And I think that's really important to keep that cycle alive.
And Christina and Kristen are both nodding in agreement there. When you do have those doubts, what has been the best lesson that keeps you plowing that field, Christina?
For me personally, you are who you hang out with, and it's so important to have a solid support system. Number one, you know, my faith is very important to me. I always, you know, like, I thank God for everything that I have. And then number two, it's so important to have, like I said, that solid support system. So when you're having that bad day or you don't know what direction to go in, just to have, you know, that good support system. So, for example, today I have my mom and my brother and my best friend Kayla here. If you're ever just going through something or you need help, the DEC is always there. There's always so many mentors and different people that can help you.
And Christina, final word.
Absolutely. So community has literally been everything. I think that there are so many different people who come from so many different backgrounds here that are part of the DECYL, and it has helped me grow in so many ways. I think I credit that partially to even, you know, jumping off. Like, I saw so many people do it, like Justin and so many others who run their own businesses, and I admire that. And so I just think it's amazing being surrounded by so many wonderful people.
But it's interesting, there's a thread here of gratitude, giving back, and also a never-ending desire for improvement. Mm-hmm. That seems to be one of those things that I've seen, which is why all of you have stars that are rising. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if I may, I need to shout out one last fundraiser in my family, and that is my beautiful wife, Emily, who is also in fundraising at the Alzheimer's Association.
Well, and I saw the cutest member of the family, your daughter, who's here with you as
yes,
well.
Yes, and unfortunately, my youngest son has my hairline, so the trend will continue.
There you go.
Wait, Guy, can we say one more thing?
Sure.
The Detroit Economic Club Young Leader Conference is coming up in exactly 1 week.
And how should we? Well, you know what? We will talk. Amy's going to be next on my guest list, and we'll talk about how to sign up for that. Thank you. That's called a tease.
Fantastic.
In my business. I appreciate the segue. It's 4:14 on News Talk 760 WJR as we continue to celebrate the rising stars in our business community when we come back. Do we have any rising stars on the Detroit Pistons? It was their media day today. We'll discuss that with Steve Courtney just ahead.